So a Chinook wind is local to having a mountain range nearby where, winds kind of accelerate down the mountain and they heat up as they compress. And, that's kind of a local phenomenon that's embedded in a larger pattern of kind of southerly warm flow. So here in Anchorage, we've had a multi-day Chinook event, and it's kind of ebbed and flowed in, in its intensity. But, that's again kind of local to having mountains nearby and the flow coming from a certain direction over the mountains. When we talk Pineapple Express, we use that in the context of atmospheric moisture. So, in Southeast Alaska, they were kind of under the gun of a what we call an atmospheric river, or what people used to call a Pineapple Express. But again, that's a moisture thing that's separate from the warmth that we've been experiencing in the central part of the mainland.
Gotcha. It seemed like it just swept in really quickly, and by Friday night things were just melting rapidly. Is there anything exceptional, I guess, about how quickly that happened, or any way to kind of measure that?
Well, it's interesting because, especially here in Anchorage, when we get a Chinook flow, there's often what I call a Chinook front. The exceptionally warm air that's coming down off the mountains, and that overtakes the cooler air that was in place. And we saw actually at a couple places in town, notably Merrill Field, an 11 degree jump in temperature in 1 minute. So these automated stations, they grab a temperature reading every 1 minute, and it jumped 11 degrees, from 1 minute to the next, which was the largest 1 minute jump at any of the automated stations in Alaska in almost a year anywhere in the state. When we look out over longer time periods, I did analysis of all the stations in the entire U.S., and Anchorage is pretty far up the list in how often, we can get these quick temperature changes in short periods of time. So, not uncommon in terms of a rare event, but uncommon in the intensity and the rapidity of that change.
Is there anything climatologically relevant about this in that, you see these events happening more often, or they're more intense as the global climate warms?
Well, when we have these Chinook events in Anchorage, every single time people ask me, hey, are these more common? Are these more intense? Are they different than they used to be, as kind of a fingerprint of a changing climate? And the rather unsatisfying answer is that it's just really hard to tell. There's been changes in instrumentation. How do you define a Chinook is even, one place to start. If you say, well, a Chinook has to have, a temperature of 40 degrees and has to have a wind, in a general southeasterly direction at a certain speed, we can start to narrow in on it. But as best as we can tell, there may be a small increase in the rate and intensity of Chinook events, but it's a pretty weak signal.